Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 2, To Kill a Mockingbird.
There you go, Mr. Collier.
Thank you. Oh, you must think I'm a silly old sod.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Collier. These are clearly very powerful and poignant memories for you.
What I remember most is the mud. It got everywhere. Mud in your mouth, mud in your clothes, mud in your eyes. Sometimes I didn't know where the mud stopped and my body started. I lost all my friends on the first day.
But not many people your age go to Glastonbury, Mr. Collier.
Our Libby's really going for it.
Our team leader is relentless.
Oh, she's a pain in the neck.
Why can't she accept that some people just enjoy being miserable?
If we all will it hard enough, do you think we could get her to fall off the stage?
You're very quiet tonight, Claire.
Yes, Megan, I am. I've been waiting for somebody to notice. You see, I have a difficult and quite a personal announcement to make. I'm sorry to say...
Oh, Mr. Rollis, hold that thought, Claire. I'll be right back. Yeah,
bye, follow bye, that, baby, Megan.
Baby, bye-bye.
Isn't karaoke fab?
That's all right, I suppose.
Oh, come on, guys, lighten up. It's hour and hour. Hey, Ray, crack a smile. You're not at work now.
You're absolutely right, Libby. After a long day wading knee-deep in other people's misery, there's nothing I like better than listening to Megan singing off-key.
Yeah, I know, it's fun, isn't it? Hey, Helen, what are you going to sing?
I shall be singing a little-known song entitled Please Leave Me Alone to Enjoy Myself in My Own Way.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Wasn't that the B-side to I'm a Miserable Pommy Bastard Who Wouldn't Know a Good Time If It Bit Me in the Arse?
Guys, I'm really sorry to have to put a downer on the evening, but I have a difficult and I have quite a personal announcement that I have to make.
Good for you, Claire, but it's going to have to wait till I come back from the bar because my mouth is drier than a Stephen Fry tweet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Claire, you know what Libby's like.
All the sensitivity of a polystyrene cup. What were you saying?
I was saying that I have a difficult and personal announcement to make. Sorry to say.
I was afraid I was...
It's Gloria Gaynor!
I will survive!
I love
you! Me too, come on,
Sorry to say that Brian and I have... Brian and I have split up.
That is a classic movie.
Fantastic.
How come the Oscars ignored it?
Well, it's ahead of its time.
Groundbreaking.
Steven Seagal has never been better. He almost acts at one point.
Under Siege must boast one of the highest violent death rates in American cinema.
I counted 142, compared with Die Hard's paltry 38.
So... what should we watch next as part of the Bachelor Boys' brainlessly violent half-term film festival? The Rambo trilogy or Arnie in Commando?
I don't care what we watch, so long as it has lots of killing and explosions.
You know, if my life had taken a different turn, I think I could have been a Special Forces trained assassin.
Really? Why didn't you?
The face paint makes my skin flare up.
Simon, I really appreciate you putting me up like this.
Don't mention it, mate. As soon as you find your feet, we'll get you a flat.
Yeah. My own flat. Widescreen TV, table football, an extensive drinks cabinet, where I can entertain all the women I want to or have my mates round whenever it suits me. It won't make me happy.
Sorry, Brian, but you lost me at the last bit.
I'll get it.
Morning, Gnarly.
Brian, why you ring the bell? Have you lost your keys?
No, Gnarly, I still have my keys, but Claire's kicked me out.
Ah, yes, I remember.
May I come in?
Of course, Brian, you are always welcome here.
Thank you.
Once you have surrendered your keys. Claire and Thomas are in the kitchen. Shall I show you the way?
Give it a rest, Gnarly.
I'm joking, Brian, to alleviate the pain of separation that you must be feeling.
Yeah, that's very kind, Gnarly. Now, if you don't mind...
You want my advice?
No.
Start dating.
I'm not ready.
You have fallen off, Claire. You need to get back on another horse.
It's not that easy. Women aren't interchangeable.
Oh, you overcomplicate everything. My uncle Bratislav, the undertaker, used to say, I am prepared to date any woman with a pulse. Later, he wasn't even that fussy. That's another court case. We have a visitor. Please, take a seat.
Thank you, Gnarly. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Thomas.
Pig!
This? Look, this isn't right, Claire. You've encouraged Thomas to call me that. We agreed to keep Thomas out of the separation and not ask him to take sides.
Calm down, Brian. You are sitting on Thomas's favourite cuddly toy, which is a pig called Pig.
Oh, so I am. Here he is, Thomas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Adulterer.
Claire!
Nani, would you be so kind as to take Thomas to nursery? Because Brian and I have got a few things to discuss.
Come along, Thomas.
I hope you don't mind me coming round this early, Claire. I just wanted to see Thomas.
Of course not. I mean, regardless of what's happened between us, Thomas's welfare is of paramount importance.
Agreed.
Which is why I'm suggesting that all future childcare be split equally between the pair of us. So you have him 50% of the time, and Gnarly has him 50% of the time. Can you pull the front door too, Brian, whilst I find my keys?
I'd use mine, only Gnarly confiscated them.
Oh, honestly, there's no need for that.
No?
Of course not. Had all the locks changed. Oh, my God, look.
Oh, it's a little bird. I think a cat must have got it.
Oh. Kill it, will you, Brian?
Me?
Yes, you. Don't be a wuss. Come on, I'm late for work. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, not to worry. Priscilla, Queen of the Desolate, isn't here yet.
Oh, she's probably busy trying to think up some new gimmick to galvanise us.
She's what my grandfather would have called a threepenny weep.
What does that mean?
I've no idea.
Watch out, everyone. Here comes Skippy.
Good morning, team!
Oh, wow, I'm overwhelmed. Well, okay, before we start the team meeting, I would like to apologise for my unacceptable behaviour in the pub last night. Must have come as a terrible shock for all of you to look up from your beer and witness me in such a deplorable state of enjoyment.
Well, you know, Libby, after a hard day at work, we sometimes don't feel like having a laugh.
That, Helen, is an understatement. I've been to funnier autopsies. Seriously, I have. Back home in Oz, my brother Craig is a coroner. He used to tie up internal organs into animal shapes.
Libby, we are social workers, not social networkers.
Oh, bravo, Ray.
I'm quite pleased with that.
Look, the point is, as team leader, I have to constantly assess the morale of the team. So, I'm introducing a little thing we did back in Oz called the two-word check-in.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go around the group and I want you each to check in your emotions. Choose two words to sum up how you feel. I'll start. Excited, enthusiastic, Claire.
Bored, irritated.
Helen.
Miserable, despondent.
Ray.
Hopeless, depressed.
Megan.
Aubergine, trombone.
Megan, I'm guessing you weren't paying attention earlier.
Sorry, I was just thinking about what happened this morning in the park.
Okay, somebody has to ask the question. What happened in the park?
There was a man with a Rottweiler, a big beastie, off its lead. I was screaming at him, get your dog away from my daughter, get your dog away from my daughter. I must have screamed it 5 or 6 times, so I gave him plenty of warning about Brenda. But now he's expecting me to pay his vet's bill. Brian, what are you doing sitting on the doorstep?
Claire left me here to take care of this little fella.
Taking care of a little bird? How sweet.
No, she means to take care of it, as in kill it. It's injured.
Give it here. I'm very experienced at killing.
No, Gnarly.
Seriously, I wring the necks of many, many birds on my Uncle Dimitri's farm.
Chickens?
Ostriches. It's a tough neck to break, especially when they are running at 30 miles per hour. vicious, too. It was an ostrich that bit my finger off. Look.
But, Nala, you still have 10 fingers.
Yes, but I was born with 11. Like all the children brought up in the shadow of the nuclear reactor. All except one. What was his name? Ah, yes, Two-Headed Peter.
Well, it's kind of you to offer, Nala, but this is something I am going to have to do myself. I think Claire regards it as a test of my manhood.
I thought she gave up on that a long time ago.
Yes, be that as it may, if there is any killing to be done, I'm afraid it's going to have to be done by me.
You know what? I've had it with you lot and your British stiff upper lip crap. You think suppressing your feelings somehow makes you better social workers, but the opposite is true. So, clear your diaries for this afternoon. I'm going to introduce you all to a little friend of mine. She's going to help you get in touch with your feelings.
Actually, Libby, I'm very in touch with my feelings. As a single mother, only recently released from prison.
Prison?
Yes.
You were 20 minutes in a police cell, and they left the door open.
Incarceration is incarceration, Helen. Ask Aung San Suu Kyi.
Hey, what's with all this single mother nonsense?
I am. I'm a single mother.
That's a load of sheep dip. Quite apart from the au pair, you've still got Brian at home as a live-in dad.
Well, Libby, I'm so glad you brought the subject up in your characteristically insensitive and tactless manner because I have an announcement to make. Brian and I are no longer working towards a reconciliation, but we have decided to separate on a permanent basis.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Is there no hope?
No, there isn't any hope at all.
Well, it's really finished
it's
between you?
Totally over.
What? No way back?
None at all. As of last night, Brian and I are no longer together.
Oh, after all those years.
Yeah, I know, it is. It's very, very sad, Megan.
You have my heartfelt commiserations, Claire.
Thank you, Megan.
Don't mention it. Would you mind if I asked him out?
And so farewell, feathered friend. Flapping but a short time upon this stage we call life. Oh. No, don't look at me. This is going to be hard enough without you looking up at me through your one good eye. It is nature that dictates your fate, not I. But I promise death will be swift, and you will welcome it as a friend. Okay, Simon, hit it.
I can't do it. I thought I could, but I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Last night you were nearly in the SAS. That's why I phoned you, Stone Cold Simon, the baby-faced assassin.
Look, it would be completely different if that bird posed some sort of threat to national security.
Oh, for crying out loud, give me that boot. If you want something done, do it yourself. Right, here goes.
Is he dead?
Of course he's dead.
You're going to need a bigger boot.
Helen, have you got a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry, Claire, but I'm really busy at the moment.
Oh.
Oh, no, don't go. You might be able to help me with this. 8 across. Deadly sin. 4 letters.
Lust.
Damn. That means 2 down. Can't be sodomite. Oh,
that's because you've spelt 6 across wrong. There's 2 T's in frottage.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, what can I do for you? I was just wondering what you thought, actually, about what Megan said. Team meeting?
Well, I don't believe I thought anything.
Oh, come on, Helen.
Well, OK, since you're determined to push it, I thought the man should have had his dog on the lead.
No, not that. No, the other thing.
What other thing?
Her dating Brian.
Oh, good luck to them.
Yeah, I mean, good luck to them. It's my thoughts exactly, of course, but just a bit worried for Megan.
Does she know what she's taking on? Oh, Megan is a big girl and Brian isn't your problem anymore.
No, I mean, he isn't, though. No. Hurrah! Numapa. Not my problem. Yeah. Great. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for talking that over with me.
Oh, don't mention it. Now, 9 down. Self-pleasure. M something else. Something else.
Helen, what is that magazine you're reading?
Are you sure this is going to work?
Oh, have you got any better ideas?
No.
Shut up, then.
Steady on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Simon, this is beginning to get to me, but if we work together and do our bit, then Dickham will be out of his misery in no time.
Dickham?
Yeah, I just thought...
You've given him a name?
Well, it just sort of popped into my head.
I can't kill Dickham. He knows his name. Anything else you want to do to make this more difficult? Dress him up as a person? Ask to see photos of his wife and family?
Calm down, Simon. You're getting hysterical. Look, let's put our emotions aside and just get the job done. It's for the best. You ready?
Yes.
On the count of three. One, two, three. He's gone. He's back.
I don't like it, Claire. Why has Libby taken all the chairs and tables out of the hall?
Does anybody know who this friend of Libby's is?
Oh, she's an actor. Experimental theatre.
How do you know?
Well, I found out by accident. I was in Libby's office and I inadvertently typed in the password to her email account.
That's great. We're all going to pretend to be trees. We can then say to the clients, oh, I'm sorry, I can do nothing about the insanitary conditions you live in, but just look at my lovely foliage.
Megan, could I have a quiet word?
Of course, Claire.
I just wanted to say that, that I really am, I'm okay about you dating Brian.
Good.
I'm really and truly okay.
Good.
Because you're both such lovely people. You know, I'm sure you're going to make each other very happy.
Thanks.
Date away, with my blessing.
I don't need your blessing.
No. I mean, of course you don't. I just wanted to put your mind at rest.
At rest?
Yeah, because some people might see the undue haste with which you've moved in on Brian, a recently separated man for whom the emotional scars of breaking up are still painfully raw, and they might, well, you know, pass judgment.
Sodom!
Yeah. My sentiments exactly. Well, you know, I'm just really glad that we've had this little chat.
Me too. And you're sure you're okay with it?
Absolutely.
Good. Because at some time in the future, I might ask you for some tips on what Brian likes to do in bed.
I don't know about this, Brian.
Well, if it works, Simon, this will be the most humane death we can hope to deliver. No blood, no gore, no violence.
I suppose so.
Of course so, Simon. Remember, since the cat attack, Dickham's little heart has been placed under incredible, unbearable strain.
He's certainly had a crap day so far.
Yeah. It can't take much more. If all goes to plan, his little heart will simply burst with a shock and his short, tormented, tragic life will be over. Please, Simon, hold it together. Be strong. Not for yourself, do it for Dickham.
How about a blindfold?
Don't be ridiculous, he's a bird.
Not for him, for me!
Oh. Get a grip!
I don't think I can do it. I was like this at the end of Braveheart.
Oh, I'll do it. Just stand well back.
Wait.
What?
Goodbye, Dickham.
Goodbye, Dickham. 3, 2, 1, and...
It's not working, Brian. In fact, I think he's rather enjoying it.
Afternoon, team. I should like to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Prue Granville. Now, this afternoon, Prue's going to be helping us explore through voice, movement and role play.
The thing is, Megan, I'm just a little bit worried that Brian isn't actually ready for another relationship. Oh, sorry.
Some of the difficult feelings that can build up, given the stressful nature of the work we do...
I'm not saying that you shouldn't see him. I'm just saying take it slowly.
Claire!
Sorry.
Now, Prue's CV includes work with the RSC, the National Theatre and the Welsh Lesbian Theatre Collective, off as Dyke. So, without further ado, here's Prue!
Greetings. I am woman.
Woman walks into the middle of the room and takes centre stage. She looks into the eyes of the class, and what does she see reflected back? How about you? Is that suspicion? And you? Hostility, perhaps? And you? Ugh.
It's conjunctivitis, actually. I am taking drops. I'm sorry.
But even through the mucus, I believe I see unresolved emotions.
Prue, darling, we can only afford to pay you for half an hour, so you might want to get a move on.
Gotcha. Okay, let's do a warm-up. Star jump! That's enough of that. Trees! Let's see you being trees. Ash, willow, beech, sway, in the breeze. Lovely, wild animals. Grrr. Let me hear you roar! Voice warm-up. Me.
Hey, join in, Claire. You should be good at this one.
And relax.
Great. Well, listen, if anybody wants me, I'll be in my office.
Well, hang on. Aren't you going to be doing any of this?
You've got to be joking.
Role play. We all play roles every minute of every day. Ask yourselves, am I a social worker? Or am I someone playing the role of a social worker? Or am I a social worker playing the role of a social worker? Volunteers, you two, names.
Megan.
Claire. The thing is, Prue, this isn't really my thing. Why not ask Ray? He watches Glee.
Prue has chosen. Now, I'm going to give you two a scenario to act out, a conflict scenario. Megan and Claire, you are castaways on a desert island. Claire, you come back from a day's foraging to discover all the drinking water has gone. Go!
Look, Prue, I can understand what you're trying to do here.
Go!
Have you drunk all the water?
No.
Well, who has?
Somebody else.
This is good.
There's nobody else on the island.
Come on, Claire, push it. She's making you angry.
So it had to be you who drunk the water.
Good. I feel your indignation.
Oh, come on, Megan, just stop. Just think about what you're doing.
Excellent, Claire. Make Megan accountable for her actions. Water is the difference between life and death on the island.
Brian is in an emotionally vulnerable state.
Brian?
What are you suggesting?
Who's Brian?
Well, I am suggesting that you are taking advantage of him.
Did Brian drink the water?
You haven't taken advantage for the last 15 years. As my granddad used to say, hoots the wirrup, dim spur a toasty.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yes, what's that supposed to mean?
Reap as you sow, Claire.
Oh, this is very exciting. I don't know what's happening, but it's very exciting.
Besides, how come you're so suddenly concerned with Brian's welfare?
Just because I'm separated from Brian doesn't mean I no longer care for him.
You, what's your name?
It's Ray.
Ray, join the scene. You're Brian.
Hello, Claire.
Sit down, Ray.
Righto.
All I'm saying, Megan, is just slow down. This is all happening too quickly.
But it can't happen quick enough for me. I've always liked Brian.
Yeah, well, he does have many fine qualities.
Sex on legs, that's how I'd describe him.
Look, my role is just as facilitator, and I really mustn't dictate the direction in which the improvisation goes. But do you think we could get back to the water?
And that's how you feel about my Brian? Since when?
Since the day I met him. And he's not your Brian anymore. Brian is back on the meat market, and I'm looking to cut myself a juicy slice.
What about the water? Oh, forget the water. The water's gone.
You were never very nice to Brian, and I think he deserves a little kindness.
Good, Megan. Go on the offensive.
I was kind to Brian.
When? You have systematically destroyed his confidence.
Did the rest of you see how their status was suddenly inverted?
And now you've kicked him out of his own house?
Move around as you speak. Circle each other around the room. Okay, you don't have to.
Yes, I did. I did kick him out of the house.
Stay still. Just as good.
Because he cheated on me.
I think you've lost me a bit, dear girls.
Brian is a man with man's needs.
Please, Megan, I am asking you as a friend to give Brian and me some space, bit of time to adapt to the situation. That's all.
It's too late. I've already asked Brian out, and what's more, he's accepted, and we are going out for dinner tonight.
And cut. Theatre at its purest.
Are you ready to order yet, sir?
Can we just have a couple more minutes?
Of course.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
May I say that you look very beautiful this evening, Megan?
Thank you, Brian. You're looking very smart yourself.
Everything on the menu looks jolly delicious.
It does, doesn't it? What was that?
I didn't hear anything. Megan, before we order, there's something I really ought to tell you. Before I came out this evening, I received a phone call from Claire. She asked me to move back in. She wants us to try again.
And you said yes?
I did. I said yes.
So it worked then?
Like a dream! I don't know how to thank you.
I quite enjoyed it. Besides, I couldn't stand to see you so unhappy, Brian. You didn't deserve to be punished for one silly mistake. You're one of the good guys. You're a smashing fella. A proper gentleman.
Well, thank you, Megan.
I mean it.
You know, Megan, technically I'm still single until tomorrow. I don't suppose you fancy a quick...
Don't push it, Brian.
Sorry, Megan, but the thing is, I know this has all been make-believe, but if things had been different, you, me, could have happened, couldn't it?
Oh, Brian, you big softy. Stand up.
There goes. I'm standing up. Why?
Because I'm going to give you a great big hug. Come here.
Now, hang on. Megan, wait, please!
Brian, where are all those feathers coming from?
I get it. Brian!
Hello, Nolly.
No more ringing the doorbell, Brian. Here are your keys.
Daddy!
Thomas!
Welcome home, Brian.
It's good to be back.
Oh, Brian.
Come here.
Oh, I love a happy ending. It's like when Cousin Ludmilla fell into the threshing machine, but Cousin Boris was still prepared to marry what was left.
This time, Brian, let's make it work.
Yes, let's.
Let's have a new beginning.
A new beginning.
Oh, Brian, you didn't wipe your shoes on the mat. You're trailing mud all over the carpet.
Sorry.
Don't just throw your jacket down. You know where it goes.
Sorry.
Oh, please don't pull that.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Sarah Kendall, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck and Andrew Wincott, with Sophie Thompson, Gerard McDermott and Georgia Lowe. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.